Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is 5 o'clock.
All right, inside baseball here. I loaded the wrong open, so Shawnee, just take it away.
Cinco de 5-0 on WFAN, featuring FAN's most controversial edition, Sean Morad.
Cinco de 5-0 with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
I think I prefer Evan's open. Cinco de 5-0 is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. Not a good day for the Commonwealth and the people from it, so I'm going to give you the five worst things to come out of Virginia. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
So wrong.
Matt Schaub in a draft that had Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, and Eli Manning. This is the QB your crappy alma mater gave us?
He had a long career.
A successful one.
I mean, he had some success.
I don't know if I would put him on my top five list of worst things, but, you know.
I thought he was pretty damn good.
Evan, spoiler alert. A lot of research done. Not a lot of bad things came out of Virginia.
I can come up with
ones that we're going to talk about. Here we go.
Number four.
Peanut soup.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
I could not believe this was a thing.
It is the
peanut soup.
It's the soup of Virginia, apparently.
Yeah. Ugh. We make a lot of peanuts.
Yeah, but with the allergies these days, who can have that soup?
I've ever had peanut soup, though.
That sounds so gross.
I spent most of my life pre-professional in Virginia, and I'd never had peanut soup.
Did you know anybody that had peanut soup?
I'd never even heard of peanut
soup. So it's not like connected to Virginia the way, let's say, crab cakes are connected to Maryland.
No, it's not a thing.
Okay. Yeah, so when I went through the list of foods connected to Virginia, everything they claim started somewhere else, including deviled eggs. But this was the one that seemed to stick.
What about tobacco?
Well, I mean, I guess that would be a worse thing that came out of Virginia.
I'm just curious if you put any presidents on this list, because I got one.
I got
a couple.
Number three.
All right. The five worst things to come out of Virginia. Number three, Joe Harris's playoff career. The former Virginia Cavalier was a complete zero in Brooklyn when the lights were on.
That was one year.
No, it
was a bad year.
No, I co-signed that one.
The D'Angelo Russell Nets, he sucked versus the Sixers,
It's two postseasons. It's just that most people didn't pay attention to the first one.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
All right, the second worst thing to come out of Virginia, lies about Dr. Seuss's Whoville being from Virginia.
It's an urban legend.
You know how mortified I was to tell my wife this great piece of advice that you gave me and it came out to be false?
It's not false.
It is.
It's false-ish.
No, it's false.
It's not provable that it's false.
True story? No, it's not.
Fake news, Tiki. Fake news. Here we go.
Number one.
And the worst thing to come out of Virginia is, of course, Virginia basketball. You're the first one seed to lose to a 16.
Yes, and now you put up a championship.
A 14-point half in a play-in game, Tiki? Mm-hmm.
Tony Bennett, coach of the years. They had a national championship, ACC championships. They had a bad, they had a bad game.
Do you understand what Virginia's performance caused to happen that never happens?
What's that?
Wally Szczerbiak, who never says anything of interest,
actually had a strong, visceral reaction.
What did he say?
He said, if I'm St. John's and Seton Hall and Providence, let me pander to the New York audience. They would be disgusted by this.
Blame NC State. Blame Oregon. Blame the bid stealers. That's who you blame.
Okay.
Or blame North Carolina for losing to NC State.
I don't blame Virginia for getting in. I blame them for sucking and making us watch that garbage last night.
Well, did you watch any Virginia this year?
No!
Did you pay attention to any Virginia at all?
Not at all!
Okay, so then you didn't see it coming. Trust me, those of us that watch and pay attention to Virginia saw the 78-43 beat down to Duke.
You saw that coming? You saw 34-14 at the half coming?
They lost by 30-something to Duke. Yeah. They lost by almost 30 to Virginia Tech, right? There were some games where they just got beat.
You know what bothered me about last night?
When this happened, I wasn't surprised because I've seen it.
What bothered me is that I spent way too much time watching the horrendous, disgusting, despicable Brooklyn Nets. Mm. It was embarrassing. And I watched that, and I said, I got to cleanse myself a little bit. I got to cleanse myself.
What were you going to say? Woodrow Wilson, by the way?
I was going to say Woodrow Wilson. You know I'm anti-Woodrow Wilson.
I know you were.
Okay. You didn't think I was going to say George Washington?
No, of course not.
Or James Monroe.
Of course not.
So the Monroe Doctrine, very overrated. Mm. But not a fan of Woodrow Wilson. He sucks. Dude, I get pissed off about overrated presidents. All Everybody's right. like, oh my God, they took down the statue of Woodrow Wilson at Princeton. Yeah! Because he sucked! If you're defending it, you probably have no idea about anything about him. Like, everything about Woodrow Wilson was terrible. He was a racist. Mm-hmm. He was a terrible president. I mean, what else you want? What, was he probably a decent guy to his wife? I'm sure. But she ran the country for the last 2 years. Sorry. Is that controversial or is that
well, okay it's fine. I'm sure Tony Bennett was thinking about it. Tiki, your thoughts were deep. They were very cavalier attitude of you.
All right, Sean, get
out of here.
Sean Morash, ladies and gentlemen, Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. Saquon Barkley did something today that I think was wrong. I think it was very, very wrong. And there are times in which I sit here on the radio, we talk for 4.5 hours, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'll talk about my children, and sometimes you'll talk about your children.
Of course.
And sometimes you kind of take a story that didn't really happen, and you say it. And I don't do it very often because Brian Williams did it, and I think he lost his job. But sometimes you have that urge, like, oh, I'll just make up something Jet said to me that mm-hmm. he never said to me because it fits what I'm talking about, right? And maybe you've done it with your wonderful kids. But you better not do it in an offensive way. And what Saquon Barkley did today to New York Giant fans while he was having a good laugh was wrong, and it was disgusting. And I'm convinced he made this story up about his beautiful young daughter. Ladies and gentlemen, Saquon Barkley taking a shot at the New York Giants by way of his lovely daughter.
When I told her that we're going to be going to Philly, she kind of was just like, does that mean we're going to win now?
No way she said that. There's no way she said that. Do you think she said that?
I have no idea. I don't know how old she is. She's got to be 5'4" or 5'5". I'm not positive.
Do you think she said that?
I don't know. Maybe.
And even if she did say that,
maybe.
Saquon, what are you doing?
Guess what?
You want to start a war with Giant fans?
No, you know what?
What?
It was tongue-in-cheek.
I see what you did over there. You have every right to say that. Tongue-in-cheek. Did you take that as tongue-in-cheek, Sean?
So, I know when discussing sports with my 4-year-old daughter, if I say something, her natural reaction is, that means we're going to win or we're going to win. So I believe that his daughter probably did say this and it probably was very funny to him.
Right.
I don't think it was a shot by the daughter. What I do think is interesting is there's zero reason for him to share because he knows, Saquon knows how that's going to come across.
Yes. Like,
well, now, no, he's just putting pressure on himself.
Yeah.
Now the Eagles like better win against the Giants. Like, they better win the division.
Yeah.
And look, they should, in theory, they should, because they're better with him than they were a year ago. So,
but here's the issue here, okay? And Saquon, good Giant, not a great Giant. He's not Lawrence Taylor. He's not Strahan. He's not Tiki freaking Barber. He's not Eli Manning. No offense to Saquon Barkley. Clearly, the Giants had bigger issues than him over the last 6 years. But I've seen him drop.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Plenty of passes that went for interceptions the other way. I've seen him miss games when the team has needed him, and we've questioned whether he should come back sooner rather than later. The fact that he could make a joke at the Giant fan base about, oh, maybe we're going to win now, and not look at himself in the mirror and think he at least contributed partially to some of these losses over the past couple of years is complete and fraudulent BS. And to me, that's putting yourself above the team, kind of laughing at the rest of the team like it wasn't your issue. Newsflash, Saquon, some of these losses, not all of them, you were a direct part of and contributor to.
You know what's next? I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's coming. And this is where Tiki's going to turn again, because it won't be tongue-in-cheek. He's going to take a shot at Daniel Jones. That's coming. Just give it some time.
No, not true, I don't think so.
Nah, he will. He's ready. He's ready to break. He's a heel now. He has fully embraced Philadelphia. He told this story, whether made up or true. He didn't need to say it. He knew what it was doing. He threw shade at the New York football Giants, and
I bet it registered well in Philly.
Yeah, it's, you know what that's called? It's called a cheap pop.
You're dead to me.
By the way, Eagles fans are morons. They are by far.
Why? What did they do?
I'll just tell you right now. They are, and I'm sorry. We all know football, not to the degree that some of players do. They have come across as the biggest hypocritical, whiny babies that don't watch the sport outside of their team, moron fans that I've ever seen.
Why? What is this coming from? What happened?
I'll tell you, because I have been in a war with Eagle fans since the Saquon thing happened, and I've seen at least 100 messages at me featuring these two sentences. Number one, well, he won't have that offensive line anymore. Interesting, because when you bash Daniel Jones, you don't mention the offensive line, Eagles fans, but now it's an excuse for Saquon because you got Saquon. So which is it?
Convenient.
Convenient that you're leaving out when you have Daniel Jones, but the offensive line didn't matter for him, only for Saquon. Number two, if I see this one more time, you know why he's not going to get hurt? Because we don't have that MetLife Stadium turf. Dummies. He's had 3 major leg injuries at Tampa Bay, an ACL at Chicago, and at Arizona. All 3 fields made of grass, what you play on.
Right.
So stop with your uneducated BS that Saquon Barkley got hurt because he's playing on the MetLife Stadium turf. He got hurt on grass all 3 times that you have, dumbasses.
I like Dallas was turf, but that was on the road, too.
I like
the
this show. This is my favorite show right now.
They're just dumb asses, Eagle fans.
I like when he's at war with Philadelphia. You're not wrong. Why are you fighting with Philadelphia fans?
I know.
Fans?
Like they suck.
Because I think they might be fighting with him in social media.
You know why? Because I like sparring. I know I could be a troll. I like mixing it up. Jet fans, I know how I can get you pot stirred up. What I can't take is stupidity. Uneducated answers where you've done zero research and moved the goalpost and you're hypocritical. I'll give Jet fans this. You're not stupid. You're suckers for your team. You're like me. Huh. You just take the bait. You're not stupid. You have stuff to back it up and you know the back of your head. Eagle fans, I'm sorry, when it comes to football knowledge and actually doing your homework, are flat out morons. Idiots. Idiots, idiots, idiots.
Now make fun of their food. So you hit the trifecta here.
No, the food's fine. Oh, it's hard to screw up food. Good. Yeah, I don't got a problem.
Pretty good down there.
I mean, you idolize a movie boxer and a cracked bell.
He's not wrong.
It was our capital for a while.
They just, they're stupid. They're so stupid.
Bro, that was hundreds of years ago.
I know, but
we really
was.
Have to still care about that?
It's part of history.
We were the capital, too. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, true.
Oh, all right. I enjoyed that, Sean. That's inspiring.
You're welcome. But by the way, Mr. Softy coming to Yankee Stadium.
But just remember, Saquon goes for 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns, and plays all 17 games. It doesn't matter if their facts were wrong. They get the last laugh.
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's go to David and Elmont. How you doing, David?
What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing, Evan? How you doing, Tiki?
Good.
Hey, question for Tiki. You've been in New York for a while, but on the radio for a while. I never heard what hockey team you like.
Well, you know, I became the de facto Devil fan.
Yeah, he's the face of Devil fans here
I'm
in New York.
Devil
City.
Fan on the show.
You're a Devil fan, Evan. You need to buy him some Islander tickets, like the guy, the Jet fan with the fork bowl.
I tell you,
you
this.
Need to bring him to an Islander game. Get a
well. We believe it. Believe it or not, David. Believe it or not, coming up, I think April 11th, we are doing a show trip to UBS, and so he will get the full Islander experience now. Will he walk away as an Islander fan? Probably not. He's a Jersey guy.
Yeah, it'll be my first time at UBS.
Maybe he'll fall in love with the arena.
Could be.
So he'll get.
It'll honestly depend on how difficult it is to get there.
That's how you determine.
Because
things.
That determines what I'm going to be a fan of. Because if I can't go, it's easy for me to get to Giant Stadium. Honestly, it's easy to go to the Garden.
No, I get you,
it's
man.
Simple. We leave here. It takes 10 minutes max.
I know.
You park right on the street because of the timing.
My life would be easier if I was a Knicks fan. And I'm not talking about their roster or winning. I'm talking about the convenience.
When the game's over, I'm literally out of the tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, in 6 minutes. And on my way home, I'm home 40 minutes later. So, I mean, it's easy. But the Devils are right there.
Nah, you're a Devil fan. That's okay. You're just going to enjoy good,
and
hard fought.
Nobody else here pays attention to them.
Keith, so you and Keith are the only Devil fans.
I mean, on our show.
No, I got you. So Keith's a Devil fan. You're a Devil fan. I'm an Islander fan. I guess Gio's an Islander. I think Gio's an Islander. I don't know what the hell Gio
is. An Islander fan.
He's an Islander fan? Okay, so Gio's an Islander fan. Sal's a Ranger Islander
Sal,
fan.
Sal, yeah, both.
BT, I don't think, cares about hockey.
Doesn't care.
Loogie's an Islander fan.
Yes.
Boomer's a Ranger fan. Mm-hmm. Big Mac's a Ranger fan. Sean's a Ranger fan. Am I missing out on anybody? Regulars. I'm sorry. I'm not naming everybody on the roster.
I mean,
we got just a good split of hockey fans around.
We pad the roster with CeeLo as a Ranger fan. That's all I'm saying. That's the one guy I'll include.
Wow. He's a big Ranger fan, though.
He does enough shows on the morning.
Interesting.
Does he? Is he like legitimately, though?
Yeah. Like me and him text during every game.
No, he's a diehard Ranger fan. Now, one quick thing, because he also mentioned the legendary NYJ Matt. NYJ Matt, friend / enemy of the show in the past, is the one who sent the beautiful ham, egg, and cheese sandwich that got to the Jet facility. We talked about this yesterday. This is kind of old news in signing Mike Williams. But what's not old news is that the New York Jets had the balls to send Mike Williams, my newest wide receiver, to hell last night.
I saw that.
They said, "Welcome to New York, Mike. You enjoyed this wonderful sandwich. You got to meet our great fans. Now we're going to send you to Brooklyn to watch the Nets get their asses absolutely destroyed by the far superior New Orleans Pelicans. I hope Mike Williams just wanted to watch Zion Williamson."
I mean, I had to look at this just to make sure. It was a Devils game last night.
Yeah, they beat the Penguins.
At home.
And they sent them to Brooklyn.
They sent them to Brooklyn
to watch the crappy Nets get destroyed. Meanwhile, the Devils won last night.
Imagine poor Mike Williams pulling up the floor in Parks on deal. All right, Knicks in town tonight? No, but the Nets are home.
Yeah, right. So I feel bad for Mike, but here's the other thought on what NYJ Matt did.
I wonder
did.
How that happened. Like, how did...
Maybe he wanted to see Zion Williamson. I guess I'll defend him on that.
Honestly, that's probably what it was.
He's probably like, I don't like hockey.
Yeah.
I like hoops. Who's in town?
Right. What's happening tonight?
Oh, the Pelicans? Okay. You know, I'll go watch them. They are a good NBA team. But here's the one last thought about NYJ Matt and what he did yesterday, which I thought was brilliant for us as Jet fans. He went the extra mile. We as fans need to do more. Like, we got to do more. Like, I'm trying to do something by growing out my beard for Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. I tried. It didn't work, but I tried. I tried a protest. This protest has failed. NYJ Matt tried. So for Yankee fans, are you going to do anything to try to recruit Juan Soto to stay?
Yeah, we're not booing him.
That's minor league. That's not. Are you going to send
minor
them,
league?
Are you going to send them food? Are you going to send them, you know, I shouldn't say that. Are you going to do something? Are you going to sit on your fat ass and just hope? Just hope.
I take offense to this.
The Yankees pay him a lot of money because NYJ Matt did God's work yesterday.
I take offense.
He went out there and said, I'm going to do what I can to make sure the Jets sign a free agent. What have you ever done in terms of recruiting a player to your team?
First of all, I really wanted to curse at you right there. I'm not
curse at
curse
me?
Word.
Why? Like, Tiki could do something. Tiki could pick up a phone and recruit free agents for the Giants or Jets. He's a former NFL player. In fact, Tiki,
mm-hmm. who would you like me to go recruit?
Well, what's his name's coming this week?
Who?
Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, Clowney, that's right.
No, Tredavious White's coming to the Giants. Can you talk to him?
Could you call Tredavious White?
I could try.
How about, that's a baller move. Mm-hmm. See, what Tiki can do is baller move because he knows everybody. He's a freaking NFL broadcaster. Now, I don't know if that's against your Bill of Rights working for CBS, but you could actively recruit people. So I tried something, whether it failed or not. I tried with my beard. What are you going to do, big super fan?
I am rallying the fans to not boo Juan Soto. That is way more than sending an egg sandwich. That's actually a purpose. That's showing a guy we care. That's not having a guy who's about to sign anyway get reminded, hey, by the way, a fan sent you an egg sandwich. Here, have this 4 hours old and then tell everybody you liked it. That's exactly what happened.
Well, now you're taking shots at NYJ
I'm
Matt?
I'm not. You did this yesterday, and by the dude. Way, it's not a shot.
The Taylor ham, egg, and cheese, it's fine if it sits. That's the beauty of it. I'm telling you, it's better when it's hot, but if it sits for a minute, it's actually not bad.
The roll looked mediocre. Bottom line is this. It was a really cool moment for NYJ Matt. It was a cool moment for Jet fans. It made them feel united. I appreciate the moment. NYJ Matt, as we've seen on his Twitter since, clearly did this for his own ego and all of that, which is great, own the moment. That is not what sealed the deal. Ultimately, it's way more tangible to appreciate a player over an entire summer by showing him, we don't care if you struggle. We will not do what we've done to Josh Donaldson and others.
Okay.
That is a better way to recruit somebody than sending a very mediocre egg sandwich to fill your own ego.
The egg sandwich is immediate, right?
Right.
The anti-booing thing or the not boo directive, it won't happen until the season starts.
But that's it, man.
And then you don't know if you're actually controlling the fan.
Well,
if he starts 0-8.
Nobody can control the fans. You know what? Let's up this a little bit. Right. I appreciate that you
How can he control the fan?
I'll
how can
how.
Sean Morash control the fan?
I'll tell
the
you
Yankee
how.
Fan.
Number one, bully pulpit of the microphone. I respect that. And I think you got to do it every day. You got to remind Yankee fans you can't boo Juan Soto. We can't insult him. That's
5:30 will replace the John Sterling call of the day.
I think that's fair. Because coming up at 5:30, we listen to random John Sterling home run calls until opening day. After opening day, 5:30 every day, couple of seconds. We don't have to go off on it. You remind Yankee fans as they're driving to Yankee Stadium, you can't boo Juan Soto. That's great. I think that's a nice step.
Thanks for reminding Louie and Evan.
You like that? It was a wink.
Here's the second step. Go to Yankee games, and when someone boos, tell them to stop. I've done that, by the way. I've had altercations with Met fans when they used to boo Mike Piazza. I'll tell them to stop. I'd do it right now. In fact, I did it during a playoff game. I had a Met fan next to me screaming at the Grom, mother bleeping him, when he was struggling in the third inning, I think is when he ran into trouble, and basically said, I can't wait to boo his ass off the mound as he leaves to go to Atlanta, because they all thought Atlanta. And I was very nice. I said, excuse me, sir. Why don't you show appreciation for the second greatest pitcher in the history of the franchise? Like, why don't you sit down? And he listened. I think he was a listener to the show. I think I had an unfair advantage.
Or it was Beningo, and you're his partner.
That's good.
No, I will. If I see anybody boo him, and I am in Yankee Stadium, I plan on going to plenty of games this year, I will sit down. No, you shut up!
Good.
You shut up right now, or you leave this stadium right now!
Good. We're going to opening day.
I think you should be a little more gentle.
Hey, one warning. Hey, calm it down. We want this guy to stay long-term. Yes. He's a long season.
Right.
Relax.
Right.
All right.
Then when he keeps booing, Exactly. Do you want a knuckle sandwich?
Right. Also, when we go on opening day, maybe you should preemptively tell everyone in our section, hey, guys, Juan Soto, no matter what he does, no booing. I think that's fair. If you do that, maybe you enter NYJ Mets territory.
You know what? I will. I'll do the fireman Ed. I'll do the hush crowd. Instead of going into a JETS, I will just make my proclamation.
Yeah, very good. And then afterwards, you go, S-O-T-O, Soto. No,
it doesn't work. Real fan bases don't need to spell out their team's name.
Stop over there. Always has to take his shot. Got some good news for Yankee fans, but before that, we'll make you smile with your random John Sterling home run call of the day.
It's time for John Sterling's home run call of the day.
There goes Damon. The pitch is lined to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Off the foul pole. Bobby Abreu hit a bullet down the right field line for a two-run home run. No doubt about it. It banged off the pole. El Comodose. Bobby Abreu is sweet as candy. And the Yankees take a 5-2 lead.
I didn't think about that one, huh?
El Comodose. That means candy. And he's sweet as candy. Bobby Abreu. Every day, 5:30 until we get to opening day, you'll hear a random John Sterling home run call. And 1 week from today, on the eve of opening day, you are not going to want to miss 6 o'clock. I can promise you that. Because you are going to hear for the first time ever the John Sterling grand finale. And it is grand. Now, two bits of Yankee news that I think is certainly positive heading into a spring training game that you will hear on this station tonight. Number one, DJ LeMahieu. DJ LeMahieu said he's had enough at-bats in spring training that as soon as he's cleared and ready from this bone bruise, he's good to go. Great. So that's a positive because sometimes you hear, you need a certain amount of at-bats to get ready. DJ's already had the at-bats, and in his mind, once he's cleared, like if they say on next Tuesday, all right, he's fine, he doesn't need to get 25 at-bats before the start of opening day.
Great.
He'd be ready to go. It's number one. Number two, Aaron Judge in the lineup tonight. Now, you may have already known that. That came out about 5 hours ago. He just took batting practice. No new injury. He is still in the lineup for tonight's game because there was always that fear.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take batting practice. Something's not going to feel right.
This was the first, spring training batting practice that he's taken, correct?
Since the injury. Remember, since he was injury. Playing before
since,
that.
Yeah, since
yes.
the injury.
Yeah.
But he swung a bat, obviously.
Yeah, we just didn't see it.
Yeah, got it.
He's probably doing it downstairs where no one can watch. So tonight, and it'll probably only be two plate appearances, maybe three, we'll see, Aaron Judge is in the lineup for the New York Yankees. So as we get closer to opening day, we know the stuff about Gerrit Cole. He'll be out for a month or two. But the rest of this lineup could very well be ready to go for the start of the season against the Houston Astros a week from tomorrow. I'm getting butterflies, Tiki.
Are you?
I love the
are
start
you nervous
of the season.
Or are you excited?
So excited for baseball. See, here's the thing about baseball, Tiki. Football's an event. Mm-hmm. So when I get excited for the start of the football season, I'm really excited for the event that I will now have every Sunday.
Yeah, it takes over an entire day.
It's
a different, I don't know, a process to go and think about a baseball game.
100%.
It's just an extracurricular in your day.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to be too vulgar about this. Football is like a wild night partying. Like, it is just raw excitement and crazy.
Except it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes until 7.
Yeah. Basically the opposite of when you partied, from 7 o'clock to 8 a.m.
And after the party's over, your face looks like Evans.
I'm coming for that ass. Don't make fun of my face. It's a blue beard with some white spots all over the place. So football's a giant party, and who's not excited for a party?
Of course.
Baseball, it's like the everyday companion. Mm. You're not excited for every night. Like a Monday night game against the Pittsburgh Pirates is what it is. But it's a companion that you have with you every night. When baseball season starts, if you're like me, maybe it's not like you. Sean, I'm still figuring out. Every night, you know the Mets and Yankees are there.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, you know, hey, I'm going to watch my buddy for 2.5 hours. They may annoy you. They may make you happy. And they're a constant. They're every day. They're not once a week. It's every day. So my excitement for the baseball season is that I know once it starts, my life changes. Every night, after the kids are tucked in, and I kiss my wife and I tell her about my day and I compliment Tiki Barber's tuchus, I open up that scorebook and the baseball night begins.
And you break out your pen because you don't use a pencil.
I'm a loser.
That's right. Don't make mistakes.
I don't make mistakes.
And you start notating.
And then it leads to a book called My Mets Bible on sale April 2nd.
Right. I'm a loser.
So I'm deeply excited for the start of the baseball season. It's very unique as compared to the NFL and the NBA in that it is an every night affair.
Right. I feel like the buildup is different, too. Like, the buildup for the NFL season, it just gets, like, you get overexcited. Like, you're almost, you know what I mean? It's like you're too chilled, excited for it. Whereas baseball, it's a slow build.
Well, you know what else? And this is an element to it. It doesn't apply to me, but I think it applies to a lot of other people. Uh-huh. When Labor Day comes, there's a slight depression people have over the summer being over, school starting, maybe your work schedule kind of becomes more intense. People in general, I am not one of them, by the way, but people in general do not like Labor Day and what it means. Now, what you get, though, is, but football's back.
Right.
So it's almost like, okay, this sucks, but here's football.
Yeah, my weekends will be better.
Right. Even if everything else sucks. Baseball, we can't wait for the spring.
Yeah, because it means the summer's right around the corner.
Yes! So
vacations are coming.
Yes!
You're going to travel.
The weather is changing.
My kids are going to feel better because they don't have to worry about schoolwork every day.
Exactly. So people are excited for not just baseball, but they're excited for what comes along with baseball, which is mostly the nicer weather.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, part of the difference.
That
football is like helping you out from the depression you're about to go in because you don't like the fall and winter. I love the fall, so it's different for me. But I think for most people, they look at Labor Day as, oh, Labor Day, that sucks. The summer just flew by and it's over. And football's like, you're okay, it's not all bad.
Yeah.
Baseball is welcoming in a time of year that most people really like. You like that explanation?
What about basketball season? Basketball season kind of...
It's a fart in the wind to most people.
Yeah, it just kind of exists.
I love the NBA
just sits
again.
There for a minute, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I guess we're paying attention now.
Yeah, most people don't even know the NBA season starts until Christmas.
That's true.
And now they don't even know on Christmas because the NFL took over Christmas.
That's a good point.
So the NBA and NHL, unfortunately, don't have that same kind of season reckoning that the NFL and baseball has. Let's go to Pat, New Jersey. What's up, Pat? Pat.
What's up?
Pat.
You there, Pat? Evan. There you go. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Evan, I got something for you. So the half-shaving part of the beard, right?
Yeah.
You're going to do that soon, right?
Yes, Monday, 4:30.
Okay, Monday. I got an idea. Instead of the half shave, you know what you do? You go monkey tail. Do you know monkey tail?
No.
What is that?
Okay, Evan, give this a Google. Monkey tail beard, all right? It basically comes down one side of the face, wraps around the chin, wraps up into the mustache.
Oh, my God.
Monkey tail.
So, I'm Evan, looking at it now.
Huh. Yeah, and do you see Mike Fiers, Evan?
Yeah. Yeah, that's who came up. Mike Fiers came up.
Wow.
There you go. So, Evan, I did this about a decade ago. I was a college baseball player, and I was known for doing all these crazy beers while I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually pitched a game with a monkey tail beer.
Nice. How'd you do? Did you pitch a no-hitter that night?
No, I don't think I did that well.
So that's not a good sign. The monkey beard is fascinating. Basically,
that's actually kind of dope.
How would you describe that for those that can't Google right now?
I mean, so it's only one side of the beard. It's like a chin strap beard, except it goes down under your chin, loops back so it's on the other side goateed, and then a mustache.
Mm.
But it doesn't hook down on the back side. So it's what is that? It's like a six. It looks like a sideways six on your face.
Looks like there's a snake on your face. That's what it looks. It looks like a slithering snake is on your face.
Are you looking at it, Sean? That thing is awesome.
I like the snake comparison.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like that, right?
It's very moving now as it's slithering.
I didn't know Mike Fiers had that.
How long did he keep that thing?
I can't imagine long because I just don't remember that even being a thing that Mike Fiers had. Mike Fiers, by the way, is most famous for being the whistleblower on the Astros cheating scandal. But yeah, apparently he led this monkey tail beard trend when he wore it with the Oakland Athletics. I wonder if it was after he called out the Astros. Maybe he was trying to take attention away from the fact that he was the whistleblower.
September 2019.
Oh, no, that was not before he blew the whistle. Huh.
By the way, also wouldn't that just bring more attention?
Also known as the cattail beard.
The cattail beard.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of, and it says first rose to prominence when Mike Fiers did it.
Mike Fiers made it famous. He made two things famous, the Astros cheating and the monkey tail.
Stepped on the field at September 2019 Tiki. Game.
Just dawned on me. Looks like the symbol in True Detective.
Ah, yes. Yes.
That's exactly right.
Maybe that's why he did it.
No, it's too long ago.
Let's go. By the way, speaking of TV shows, I started, what's that thing called again? Manhunt last night on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, I heard that was good. People Manhunt. Keep talking about it.
Yeah, well, it was in our Mets text chat because apparently I didn't know about it.
That's why.
But it was in the Mets text chat. It's, hey, Evan, have you seen Manhunt? Because it's about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And really the whole conspiracy around trying to kill Lincoln and kill Johnson and kill William Seward. Obviously, two of three failed. One did the assassination of Lincoln. I read the book like a decade ago. There's a book called Manhunt that's about not only the plot, but then the manhunt to find the killers, including John Wilkes Booth. And they made it into like a 10-part like series. So I started it last night. It's tremendous. Oh, it's freaking good.
The 12-day chase for Lincoln's killer.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Start that one. Apple TV Plus. What sports are on Apple TV Plus these days?
Baseball on Fridays.
That was it, right?
And the Dynasty Doc.
Yeah. And the that's right, the Dynasty
Doc. Oh, and MLS.
MLS, right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.